Good morning and welcome back to a brand new podcast of Motherhood on Mondays with me, your host, Jessica Olsom from Refined Purpose. Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast. And I am so excited for this one because this is a topic I have been wanting to kind of tackle for a while. And at first glance, it might not seem like it's one of those things that really affects you and might be one of those things that you're like, I can easily write that off. But I think it's an important topic to talk about because we can all kind of struggle in these areas in our lives in one way or another. And first off, if you've never listened to my podcast, hi, my name is Jessica. I am a 32-year-old mom. Today is my birthday. I just turned 32. And I have a 5-year-old son named Charles and a 3-year-old son named Benjamin. And I love talking about the Bible and talking about biblical truth and just talking about different subjects in our lives and how can we strive to grow in our relationship with the Lord. And so if that sounds like you, stick around. Today's topic is going to be a good one. In today's topic, we're going to talk about two things that should not be ever found around Christians. Two characteristics that should not be around us as Christians. And it's kind of like the water and the oil example of if there is oil and say we're the Christians, we're the oil, these two things should be like water. They shouldn't mix with us and they shouldn't be a part of our lives. But sometimes they can sneak in there because of the culture that we live in. And what two things am I talking about that should be foreign to us as Christians and as believers? So today we're going to talk about something that I highly detest, and that is one, entitlement, and two, unrealistic, unbiblical expectations. So expectations and entitlement can be very similar things, and entitlement is something that as Christians should be very far from us. We should not feel entitled. First and foremost. And I think most of us could say like, oh yeah, I don't feel entitled. I'm not entitled to things. You know, yeah, Jesus died on the cross for me. Great. But a lot of times we can have attitudes that are actually an error of an entitlement attitude with not even realizing it. And with expectations, it is definitely good to have correct biblical expectations, but when you have an expectation and it doesn't happen, what is your reaction to not having an expectation being met? And the reason why those are two things that I want to talk about, because it is how we react when situations come up of where something doesn't happen that we're expecting, that things like entitlement and our expectations can really trip us up as Christians. And it's definitely something that I have struggled with in the past. And at the end of the day, these two things are generally always linked to pride. And I actually talked about in my podcast 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago now, my 10-year marriage anniversary special, I talked about the biggest cause of problems in my marriage. And if you haven't listened to it, you should go listen to it in depth because it's so good. But we dive deep into pride and how pride is really the root of a lot of the issues that we struggle in our faith of when we're struggling with sin. And I hate entitlement. I think it is one of the worst things that can take root in our hearts and in our minds as Christians. And it can look big and it can look small. It can be sneaky. But this culture that we live in, especially if you live in America, that's where the majority of my audience is from, is entitlement. Entitlement is all around. Everyone feels entitled to a life of luxury. Everyone feels entitled to fair wages, even if that wages is at the detriment of your state's economy. Everyone feels entitled to cheap food, cheap clothes, nice cars, and we just live in an entitled society. Everyone feels entitled. And as Christians, it's a really easy thing to say. Oh, you can see why entitlement is not doing a great thing for our society. Entitlement runs around and it really rears its ugly head, and it really gets people missing the point of kind of the reality of just what real life is, of that we're not entitled to things. We have to work hard for things. And that's definitely very biblically supported of God showing us, even in the Bible, you need to work hard and you need to not be lazy and slothful and not expect things just to be handed to you. But it can be sneaky, and it can sneak into our lives as Christians, and it can really get into our bones without us even realizing. And this can look like the prosperity gospel. It can look like feeling like you're entitled as a Christian, because you're a believer and you follow God, that you're entitled to the blessings of prosperity, that your life should be comfortable, and why aren't you rich already, and why don't you have a big grand house, because you're Christian and you believe in God. And that entitlement can really get us ugly. It can make us look at other people who have a nice house and be like, I deserve that, why don't I have that? It can really turn our attitudes and our hearts towards God really, really ugly. And I think we can all agree that no one likes a person in their life that is entitled, because they're not fun to be around. And I've had these type of people in my life of where nothing's ever enough for them. And I am someone that loves to love on people. If you are my friend, I am loyal to a fault. If you need me, I'm there. I sacrifice for my friends. I move my schedule to be there for my friends. And if someone needs me, I am there. If they're going through a hard time, I am there. I'm very quick to jump in and help where I see need to be met. And I love that. But sometimes I have had to tell myself, Jessica, you cannot step in there, because that person is entitled. You know, have you ever had someone in your life that is entitled and you can do and do and do and do and do so much for them, but it's never enough? That should never be us as Christians. But I see it happening all the time, of where we're treating the people around us like garbage because we act entitled to be treated with respect and with honor and with dignity. And if we don't get treated the way that we want to be treated, that we should be treated, that we are entitled to be treated, then, oh man, you're gonna let them know. And people like this that are Christians, I especially despise, because it is so against everything the Bible preaches. And I saw this really, really good quote, and I think that this is something a lot of Christians struggle with, is we expect to be treated nicely. We expect for our lives to be full of money and blessings. And you wouldn't call that being entitled. Well, it's okay to want nice things. It's okay to have goals. Of course, it's okay to have those things. The issue happens is when we get this entitled attitude about it and we let it give us crummy attitudes. And I think number one, as Christians, we have to have a correct perspective, a biblical perspective on our position with our sin when it comes to the position of God's holiness in comparison to our sin. That is very humbling when you compare our sinner state to just how holy God is. That is very humbling, because we can't hold a candle to God's holiness. We are so small in comparison of, like, there's no good in us. And I think a lot of the times we struggle with that as Christians. We are acting good, we're behaving okay, we're not necessarily sinning, and that can kind of puff us up, because we're like, oh, I don't do those worst sins. I'm not an alcoholic, I'm not a gambler, I don't walk around lying all day, I'm a happy person, I'm good with God, I'm holy. And in reality, we can let those little things puff us up. And the other thing I think Christians struggle with is having an accurate perspective on how the world is supposed to treat us and what our lives are supposed to look like as Christians. And I think everyone just naturally just assumes that it's supposed to be all roses and sunshine. But in reality, if you look at the Bible, oh, look at all the disciples in the Bible. There's not a single one of them that was not persecuted. And I don't think I see a single person in the Bible that's highly talked about being a great follower of Christ that had a ton of riches and a ton of great things. Yet, you know, I see all these Christians that, you know, of course they love to talk about the blessings that God gives them, but I don't necessarily think the definition of being blessed is necessarily God giving us a ton of worldly physical things. And so if you look at the Bible and how Jesus acted, you know, there's a lot of Christians that act in a very entitled way that I'm like, if you saw Jesus walking around with that type of entitled attitude, getting angry at people when they mistreated him and demanding fine clothes and money, you know, I think a lot of people would be surprised to find that their attitudes that they're walking around with are actually not Christ-like. And Charles Spurgeon has this wonderful quote, and I actually saved it because I wanted to share it with you guys. And it says, "Do not expect to be honored in a world where your Lord was crucified." And I think that that is such a good reminder as Christians. And I have said this to a lot of people that I've counseled in time of where maybe you're struggling in a relationship, maybe you're struggling with boundaries, maybe someone's not treating you very well, and they're just like, well, I need to draw boundaries, I need to do this XYZ, why are they acting this way, why are they doing this? And maybe it's someone that doesn't hold themselves to Christian standards. And my advice is always, don't expect to be treated well. And when you expect to be treated well and then you get this entitled attitude about that expectation you have, that can just trip us up even more as Christians. Even if the person you're dealing with is treating you horribly, that does not justify or give you a reason as a Christian to compromise your integrity. And being entitled or having these expectations that are so like lofty and high, it's okay to have some expectations, but they need to be biblical. And the biblical expectation of how people should treat us is we should be expecting to not be treated well. We should be expecting people to wrong us. And what are we going to do when those things happen so that we're prepared? And so I have had a couple instances in my own life of where I've had friendships that have turned sour and they've done nasty, ugly, mean things to me. And I thank God for giving me the graces to maintain integrity during those times and not act entitled and not react in a prideful way, because I've had friends steal money from me. I've had friends give me one day notice and move out. And I've had friendships blow up and had me be the one ostracized. And throughout all those situations, I've always maintained my integrity, because realizing through that, you know, it could just as easily be me on the other side making those poor choices. And just because they are acting that way does not entitle me to compromise my integrity. Just because they're not treating me like how I would like to be treated doesn't mean I'm going to have the expectation that since they didn't treat me that way, I can then turn around and act in an ungodly manner towards them. And I cannot tell you how many times I've had parents of old friends come up to me, or people that weren't involved in the situation, or where I have been wronged, or where I've had people come to me even years later and say, you know, they painted you out to be a bad person. They told horrible lies about you. Maybe they stole money. But then years later had other people involved in the scenario say, you know, we didn't understand it at the time, but now we can see, like, you walked humbly through that. You never acted out of entitlement or out of expectation. You just kept walking in integrity with the Lord, and we can see now all these years later how you have ended up in this close relationship with God, of where those people have either walked away from God, or we can see that they were actually the person in the wrong and brought glory to God just by walking humbly through those situations. Can you imagine what it would have looked like in those scenarios of where I was in conflict with people if I had reacted in an entitled way, if I'd used their sin and their you know, whatever they had going on, if I'd use that to then justify treating them poorly because I'm entitled to be respected, I'm entitled to be honored, I'm entitled, and if you're not going to treat me this way, if you're not going to do these things for me, if you're not going to show up in my life and treat me with the value that I respect, that I have because I'm a Christ follower, those situations would have never had glory. And it's just such a dangerous thing, entitlement. And so it's something that I think is so important as Christians to ask ourselves, am I acting out of a sense of entitlement, or am I reflecting the character of Christ? And, you know, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the character of Christ and what it should be in our lives. So the fruits of the Spirit, these are things that should be coming out of our lives as we spend time with God, as we are in deep communion with Him, as we're abiding with Him. And so that is love, joy, peace, forbearance. So forbearance, bearing with one another, even when people are maybe not acting the same way as you. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And there's this statement about gentleness, and I think it's gentleness is strength under control. And I think that that is a really good point, because if you are not controlling your strength, strength can come out really brutally and really ruthlessly, and it can really cause a lot of chaos. And self-control is so important. And so entitlement and unreasonable expectations have no place in that list of things. And I wanted to share just some verses with you that should be reminders that as Christians, number one, we should not ever walk around with an entitlement attitude of being expected to be treated a certain way. Now, some people will say, well, with believers, I should have that. Regardless how someone else is acting, never gives you the right to throw the Bible out the window. And I think that's a big thing people don't realize about entitlement, is that entitlement gives us, like, it not only makes you blind to your own pride and your own sin, but you're kind of making yourself the judge and the jury in that scenario of where everyone else is at your mercy. And it's awful to be in that spot of, like, where you are the one acting entitled and everyone around you is kind of just getting this judge jury from you of you thinking that you're putting yourself in the place of God. And so let's talk about humility, and let's talk about what the Bible actually says. And so 1 Peter 4:10 says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord. So whatever gift you have, how are you going to use that to serve others? We are not here for people to serve us. We are not here to expect people to bless us because we deserve to be blessed. We are not here to expect or feel entitled for people to help us because we are in a harder scenario than someone else. And if we are in a season of suffering and trial and you're just looking around, why, you know, people should be helping me because my scenario is so much harder and I deserve help because I'm tired, because I have more kids, because I'm pregnant, because my husband works all the time. That's an entitled an attitude. It doesn't matter our scenario, it doesn't matter our circumstances. This says here, whatever gift you have received, serve others. Do not be slothful in your zeal, be fervent in spirit and serve the Lord. And that's not based on circumstances either. Whatever circumstance you're in, serve the Lord. Not only when you're in a good place of where everything in your life is going well, not when you are the one that's in the best scenario and circumstances out of all your friends, all the time. So even if you're going through a really hard time, even if maybe it's a struggle, we are still called to serve the Lord. Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Can you imagine if Jesus came here just for people to serve him, to sit on the throne and I'm Jesus, this is my kingdom, you know, why aren't you bringing me all your money? Come on, You know, guys, what is this? It's pathetic. You know, I deserve a really nice fancy house. Can you imagine if Jesus came talking that way? Yet a lot of Christians talk that way in the relationships that they are in and the expectations they have of people. And, you know, I have had friendships I've had to remove myself from because the expectations of how I should participate in their life was always that I should always be doing all these things for them, yet they would never pick up a thing and do anything for me. And that's not how you do friendships anyways. For me to say that, that's also a point of pride of me being like, well, wait a second. But I've had to remove myself from relationships like that because people like that are never thankful for the things God does for them. And God could be doing a million things for them and they would still say it's not enough. And it's a horrible attitude to have as Christians, and we should not be having it. Galatians 5:13, for you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. So through love, we should be serving one another. And we know what love is because God defines love, which is he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us. That is love, laying down your life. And, you know, so often we are not willing to do that for others, but we expect everyone else to do that for us. And yeah, this might not be a topic that affects a lot of us as Christians in a huge way, but it might affect us in little ways. It might affect our attitudes in little areas of where, you know, we expect our mother-in-laws to want to participate because it's my mother-in-law. Or for example, my mom doesn't really participate in my kids' lives hugely as a grandma. My mom has only watched my son once. And is it a bummer? Yeah. But am I entitled to that? No. And so a lot of the times we get these attitudes of expectations, well, my mom should want to do that. And then we get hurt feelings. And instead of getting hurt feelings and taking it to God or looking for the gratefulness in the scenario of, you know, thank you, God, for giving me a mom that raised me. And maybe she's not able to be grandma in the typical sense, but thank you that she raised me to be a mom that is capable of being there for my kids. And so for me, my mom doesn't really participate as a grandma hugely in my kids' life. Is it a bummer? Yeah. Would it be nice? Absolutely. But you want to know what I don't do? I don't spend hours festering on it because the world tells me I should fester on that because, you know, the world just puffs up our self-centeredness so much to the point that it says we should get angry about those things because we're entitled, and if other people aren't acting or treating us that way, then we should be causing a stink about it. And you know what? My mom participates in very unique ways in my children's life, and it's not always in ways I enjoy. My mom loves to give my kids lots of thrifted gifts, I've seen reels on Instagram talking about it, being like, what would you do? You should, and you know, the comments, oh, you should be offended, tell her to take it back. You know what? When my mom brings things over and my kids are so excited about it, I say, God, you know what? This looks different than I expected, but thank you, God, for an opportunity for my kids to experience their grandma in this way, because my kids don't know, and my kids won't know what to expect because I am the one setting the bar for them. So not only are expectations something that we as moms, we need to manage biblically, it's something that we need to show our children an accurate representation of. And what we might not realize is that by walking around with an entitled attitude of a standard or expectation of being treated in a way because we deserve respect, we deserve honor, we deserve to be treated with dignity, that's going to get passed on to our kids. And I don't ever want my child to feel entitled to receiving an expensive gift. I don't want my child to ever feel entitled to the only way of their value being showed through a dollar sign. I don't want my kids to ever feel like, you know, entitled to things because I have set that expectation to be so unrealistic. I want my kids to be grateful for how God provides for them, even if that looks different than what they expected. And I think if you look at the Israelites, God always provided for them, but the Israelites always had these vain expectations, and they had this entitlement, and they whined and they complained. And what did it end up causing for them? It caused horrible circumstances. You know, God swallowed them up in the ground. God stranded them in the desert for 40 years because of their heart position that came from the sense of these expectations that just weren't biblically managed. And so as Christians and as moms, we have to be so careful, because we're like, well, I want my kids to know their worth. We should be teaching our kids ultimately that their worth and their value comes from the fact that their identity is in Christ. And that is a big issue with entitlement and expectations, is that you are not finding your full satisfaction. You are not finding your identity and worth in Christ when you are acting entitled, and you are not being secure in what those things are. Because when you are secure in your identity with Christ, when you are secure in your worth and identity in Christ and the value that you have on you because Christ has put that on you, you don't feel the need to walk around acting entitled. You don't feel the need to walk around expecting people to serve you and do nice things for you or to bless you. When your identity and your value and your worth is found securely in Christ, how that's going to come out is in humility, because you're like, wow, I am worth so much because of my identity in Christ. I don't need to find that elsewhere. I don't need to find that in what other people do for me. I don't need to find that in money and possessions, because I have everything I need in who Christ says I am. So if you're struggling in these areas, I would ask yourself, am I finding my identity securely in Christ alone, or am I looking for it elsewhere? Because in reality, not only is it our pride and the fact that we haven't realized our position in our sin in comparison to the holiness of God, but it's also that we're not finding our full security in the identity of Christ. And so for me, I wanted to talk about this subject today because there are a lot of Christians walking out there that walk around with a prosperity gospel, that act like they deserve to be treated a certain way. They've elevated themselves to these really high positions. And ultimately, we should be in the position of washing people's feet. And I know that the analogy of Jesus washing people's feet has been taken out of context in really biblical ways. But you know what? For me, it is so fun to bless other people and see them thank God, and not have it be about like, look what I did for you, like look at me getting this really cool merit badge. It's like, thank you God for giving me the ability to bless other people. And when you're not entitled, and when you don't have these unrealistic expectations, when something happens, you're just overfilled with like gratitude. You know, I have friends, and you know, they'll occasionally bless me with things. And one of the things my friends love to say is, we love to celebrate you and we love to do things for you because you don't expect it. And isn't that a glorious thing to say? Like, we should not, you know, we should not be expecting people to walk around blessing us. But, you know, and some of my friends aren't even believers, but, you know, they love to like surprise me with things, and it doesn't happen all the time. It's an occasional thing. But when it happens, they're like, no, we love to do it because you are the one to least expect it. And when it does happen, you're just so excited and you're so thankful for it. But it doesn't change my perspective for the next time. I'm not expecting them to now continue to do it. It gets to be this really fun experience. So, you know, contrast that with people who have those expectations, who have that entitlement. It's not fun to give things to those people. And those are honestly Christians I push myself away from, because they're not fun to be around. They don't have joy. They don't have peace. Their attitudes stink when things don't go their way, of when they're not celebrated right, or when people don't respect them, or when people don't hold them to the same value that they have because they're a child of God. And I'm like, no, that's not how being a Christian is. So my point in all of this is, We should be throwing entitlement out the window. And our first thought should be, you know, not how people should treat us. It's this expectation of God. When I am being hated on and when I am being reviled and hated by the world, thank you that I get to identify in what you experienced being here in the world and that I get to serve you faithfully. And there is this passage that I really, really love. It's in Philippians 2. And this is just such a great way for us to walk out humility. And I could do a million podcasts on pride, because it really is a massive struggle for most Christians as we walk through our lives. So I want to read this to you guys because I think it's such a good encouragement of how to battle entitlement and expectations. And I know entitlement can be an attitude, and expectations are really just more of like this thing in our heads. But expectations can come out in attitudes and in our thoughts and in our actions as well. So I put them together because I think that they're both really two things that we should be battling as Christians. So this is what Philippians 2 says. And the title of this is Christ's Example of Humility. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy. So the important thing to look at when you're going through scripture and you're expositing it is to look at the words that are being repeated in here. Any, so it's saying any encouragement in Christ, and you see the repetition of the word any. So if there's any encouragement in Christ, okay. Any comfort, so any at all. Any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy. So if there's any of those things in Christ, right? Any of those things they're talking about. Complete my joy. So to complete my joy with those things by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. So not only the same mind, but of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but, and this is a big but, the buts matter, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this in mind amongst yourself, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. Can you imagine if God, you know, Jesus came down and then decided to focus on equality? Well, do you know who I am? Do you know I am in the form of God? Do you know who I am? No, he did not do that. He did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but, and that's another big but, he emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by being obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Wow. And then the last chunk there is the summary of what happened, and that therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father in heaven. So this is the ultimate example of Christ's humility that we should be following as Christians. And entitlement has no place in this. You know, walking around with these expectations of being treated a certain way, that you're entitled to nice things, that if people don't treat you a certain way, you know, those are just such ugly things, and they should not have a place in our life as Christians. But what this says is to not look to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Don't do things out of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. So can you listen to this passage and say that you count others more significant than yourselves? Because that's a lot of what we as Christians struggle with, and a lot of us walk around putting ourselves in a lot higher position. And as moms, it's a great opportunity to serve our children, because our children, we should be serving them in a loving way. But a lot of moms treat our kids like an inconvenience because we're more significant than them. We're more important to them. Our comfort is more important than our kids. Our, you know, Starbucks is more important than what our kids need. And so we get disgruntled, we get angry with them, we get frustrated because we are considering ourselves more significant than others. And this can really come out with our attitudes with our husbands too. They come home from work, they're tired, they've had a really hard time, and we'll stand there sometimes, and women will struggle with this, being like, get off the couch, what are you doing? I've been working all day. And what is that? Entitlement. It's expectations. I deserve a break. I deserve more than my husband because I am tired. I deserve this because the world tells me that my husband should come home and my husband should serve me. Or at least that's what chapters in the Bible say. So I'm gonna prop that up and I'm gonna justify my stinky attitude of not wanting to serve my husband because he should be serving me. And in reality, there's so many areas in our lives as moms and as wives that really is sneaky entitlement and expectations. So how are you measuring your expectations? You know, of course, you know, we should be treated in a way that is biblical by our husbands. And sometimes there's conversations that are going to have to happen with our husbands. They're like, look, this is not biblical. You're sinning, you know. But as women, how can we consider others more significant than ourselves? And, you know, if we're oil, you know, there's so many comparisons. Let's repel things like entitlement and expectations by finding our true identity and our true worth in God, and not be finding that in our husbands or in our friendships or in our circumstances or in our wealth or in how people treat us. When your value and worth is found in your identity in Christ alone, things like entitlement and expectations should fall to the side, and we should be content with what our lot of life is and be content with how God has provided for us, instead of bucking against God and saying, I deserve more, God. Why haven't you provided for me in such a lavish lifestyle, God? We should be content and say, I don't need to fight. I don't need to throw a fit, because God has provided perfectly for me and my identity and my value is secure in Him. So even if that doesn't come out in how people treat me around me, I don't need to throw a fit because I know that I find that perfectly in Christ. So that's today's podcast. Kind of an interesting one. And it's one that is very easy to say, like, that's not something I struggle with. But my challenge for you is this: examine your expectations in your life and see if they actually hold up to the characteristics of the Spirit, of what the fruits of the Spirit are. Do your expectations fall in line with being love, peace, joy, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control? Does it fall in line with those things? Or are your expectations demanding? Are they self-serving? Are they prideful? Do they come from the world and what the world tells you you should expect? Or does it come from a place of humility, of knowing that Jesus came to serve and we should be wanting to serve as well? And the same with entitlement. Are you looking at entitlement as this expectation that as a Christian, your life should be overwhelmingly blessed with possessions and people should be treating you a certain way because you're entitled to that? Or do you have this humble realization that when we are treated and we are reviled because we're Christians, that's how Jesus was treated too, and we're in good company there? So before we go, let me pray for you. Dear Jesus, thank you that we get to talk about entitlement and expectations. They are some of the biggest things that can trip us up, not only as wives, but as moms. You know, we feel entitled and we're always the first person to put ourselves first. help us to learn how to put ourselves last and to not measure the people around us on a scale of what they can do for us, but help us to be women that are so secure in our identity with Christ that we are content with how you've provided for us, that we don't need to demand that or seek that elsewhere, but that we get to just enjoy the blessings that you've given us by just providing for us the daily things that we need. Help us to be women that look to outdo each other in service. Help us to not look at each other as objects of what they can do for us and how they can people can serve us, but help us to be women that want to serve others always and joyfully, and to also not take that out on our husbands, because that can be something we can take out on our husbands as well. And help us to ultimately humble ourselves like Jesus humbled himself to the point of death on the cross. And help us to just have a humble spirit and follow your example in Philippians 2, so that we can be a blessing to the people around us and not a burden that people don't like to be around. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, guys, that's today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Kind of a long one, but make sure to stay tuned for more podcasts and follow me over at Refined Purpose on Instagram for more fun content. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.